This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Gentleman who has been busy covering OTAs for the Browns. Day off today. That's nice. Back to it tomorrow. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. You can read all of his work at brownzone.com. Scott, is it your money, or are you giving it to DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, it's neither, but I think the price has to be right. You know, we can talk about if the salary cap's real or not, but the Browns are already kicking that can down the road a little bit, and I just don't think you sign a blank check for a receiver that's going to be 31 years old tomorrow. After you've done all you've done at the receiver position already. So I think that does factor into the decision. I don't know if you want to be the Rams and go all in and say, all right, this is a 2-year window. I think, you know, you want to try to find a balance. And if you're convinced, if I was convinced that DeAndre Hopkins would be the answer and the difference maker, yeah, then I'd be more willing to spend. I think I have some questions about that, where he fits with the receiving core. The guys you already have, so I would not just run the blank check.
So do you think DeAndre Hopkins, in the means of production, is it injuries that caused it to take that downturn, or is it the pop gun offense that he was in, or frankly, is it Father Time, Scott?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I can't say that I've studied a ton of him, and I know there's people in the league that still think he's got a lot left in the tank, and I'm sure he would be an upgrade. Like, I don't have any question that he's better than Donovan Peoples-Jones right now. And if that's all, if that's the only concern, then yeah, then you go pay whatever you want and your receiving core gets better. And I understand that argument. But, you know, he's 31. He's missed some time with injuries, with the suspension. You know, I don't think he's ever been the fastest guy in the world. So he's more of a possession guy, which there's benefits to that too. I just don't think he's, I think the Browns have a thought that, okay, we're already paying Amari Cooper $20 million a year. It would have to be a really special circumstance to pay another guy $15 million. And I'm not convinced that they think Hopkins is that guy.
I think that's interesting. I wonder, tell me if this has any likelihood. Jeff just said, Jeff Thomas, you know, these teams are dropping out. Jacksonville apparently, you know, comments on it, and Doug Peterson says, no, we like our guys. If teams keep dropping away, does the light bulb go off in Hopkins' head and he thinks, you know what, Cleveland's been a safe landing spot for me because of my history with Deshaun. I can go there for 11, 10 million, whatever, sign a 1-year deal and see what happens. Do you think the Browns could be a fallback for him?
I do. I think that's the more likely option, is that time passes. You know, once you get through this mini camp, right, and the other teams have theirs next week, so the Browns are early because of the Hall of Fame game. You know, they're putting their training camp early. So, you know, that's kind of one deadline, right, is the mini camps this week or next week. After that, it's not the training camp. So there's some time there, right, 5 or 6 weeks for something to happen, whether it's Kansas City makes an offer, Buffalo makes an offer, nobody makes an offer, and all of a sudden, all right, can we come together on an offer that doesn't insult Hopkins and doesn't, quote-unquote, break the bank for the Browns. It could be another team, right? But I think that's the only way he winds up here, right? I don't think the Browns get into a bidding war. But if the price drops, if maybe Deshaun Watson makes a stronger push for him, if Hopkins says, okay, this is whatever, maybe it's an incentive-laden deal, whatever it is, where they can come to terms. But then again, that would have to be Hopkins in my opinion, coming down from what he wants. And I don't know this for a fact, but why wouldn't he want more than Odell Beckham Jr.'s getting paid since Odell didn't play at all last year?
Yeah, I think that's very true.
Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, you were at OTAs. You saw Deshaun Watson throw the ball a little bit. First time we've seen him in a little bit. How'd he look?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was interesting. I thought the biggest change from week one of OTAs to week two was they connected on some deep balls. You know, and it's 7-on-7. It's not full team drills and all that. But the first week, they took a bunch of deep shots, and they missed a bunch. And last week, he connected with Goodwin a couple times. Had the real nice story to Elijah Moore in the seam route in the red zone. So I thought there was improvement from week one to week two. You know, it's so hard to read. Or I think it's foolish to read too much into these, right? There's no pass rush. You know, they're going up against the same guys. Amari Cooper's not out there. You know, it's just hard. But I thought he drew it better week two than week one. And obviously they're looking for the same kind of progression this weekend in minicamp.
The most interesting thing to me this entire offseason, aside from Deshaun Watson and his development, will be what Jim Schwartz does on the defense. And I love the attitude that he's brought here. Thought his comments about Greg Newsom the other day were interesting. You know, and basically it was like, great, you know, we like him. He's been terrific. We're not here necessarily to make any player happy. We're here to play better defense and win football games. Basically summing things up. Scott, I love it. Want to give the guy a hug. Well, it's true, isn't it? I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he commands a room. And I wrote something, I don't know, at the end of last week. You just watch him, right? And he stands. I thought this was really interesting. So they're doing 7-on-7s. He stands in front of the center, kind of like where the nose tag would be, but facing his defense, because there's no passer, so it's not like he's getting in the middle or, you know, getting in the way or anything. Just because he wants to be right there. He wants his defense to feel his presence, and that's what he said. And he likes to hear how they communicate. He wants to see if they're picking up his scheme. So he gets as hands-on as possible, and he just carries himself with the confidence of a guy with his resume, right? Been a head coach, won some as a head coach, won a Super Bowl as a coordinator, been a coordinator forever. And that's how Jim Schwartz carries himself. And that's what the Browns were looking for, right? They were looking for a little bit of swagger. They were looking for, obviously, an upgrade and coordinator from Joe Woods. And they believe they found it with Schwartz. And then the next question is just, you know, how does he relate to the players, right? And I think, you know, when he was first got to Philadelphia, there were some guys, I think, that he hurt their feelings a little bit because he's a screamer. And, yeah, I can see that, right? You're around him a little bit, you can see that personality. But I think he's adjusted. He knows how to deal with guys. Rodney McLeod's there, so he can kind of smooth over anything. You know, feathers do get ruffled. But I certainly expect Jim Schwartz to have a huge impact on this defense, maybe even bigger than any individual acquisition on that side of the ball.
One thing I love about it, Scott, the thought of rotating 8-9 defensive linemen. I've always liked that philosophy, keep those guys fresh. And I think it's twofold. It gives every lineman an opportunity. But it also puts, I think, heat on the deep guys here because it's like, hey, we're going to put you on the field. And if you don't perform, you're not going to make this team. You know what I mean? Because sometimes a guy can be the sixth, seventh, eighth lineman and not get exposed because the other guys are playing all the time. Well, here, if you're going to be out on the field and you don't do the job, you're going to get exposed and they're going to go get somebody else. So I really love that aspect of it.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Jeff. Right? Some guys could think, oh, it's all right, I'm going to be inactive this week. It doesn't matter. They might not have any D-linemen inactive from week to week because he wants to roll so many guys through that rotation. So, yeah, you do have to be ready. You have to be ready to contribute. That's guys like Alex Wright, maybe Isaiah Thomas, right? The rookie, Isaiah McGuire, right? Those are the guys we're talking about. And then I thought also it was interesting from Schwartz. You know, he talked about using three safeties, which we know how much Joe Woods loved that, and I wasn't sure that Schwartz would do that as much, but he wants to use three safeties, and that's why they got Rodney McLeod. But he also wants to go five D linemen on pass rush downs. Probably not everyone, but he said he's going to use a lot of it, and that means less double teams for the guys up front, right? So I think Myles Garrett will benefit from that. I think Za'Darius Smith will benefit from that. My only question on the rotation, Jeff, is Myles Garrett's a guy that likes to play a bunch of snaps.
Yeah.
So do they come to an agreement there where it's like, all right, maybe you take it easy on me in the first half, but I'm going 90% of the plays in the second half or whatever it is. Like, I think there has to be a meeting of the minds there to find kind of a happy medium between those two guys.
And the whole philosophy of Jim Schwartz on top of it is, well, I mean, we'll cover the best we can at the back end, but trust me, if we get to your quarterback first, coverage in the back end doesn't really matter.
Well, right, but he also believes that they have the corners that can cover, right? Like, the way he talks, it's, we're going to put a bunch of guys on the line of scrimmage to stop the run. We're going to go attack the quarterback because I trust my guys in the back end. And that starts with Ward, Newsom, and Emerson. Because if you don't have that, you can try to get to the quarterback as fast as you want, but those guys give up a big play, it changes the game, right? So it has to be both, but I think he really feels emboldened by looking at this cornerback group.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle-Telegram, brownszone.com, where you can read all of Scott's work. Last thing, Scott, they're going to finish OTAs. Do you think it's going to make Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski think, yeah, we should probably add a little bit more at this spot before we start training camp?
Yeah, you know, it's been the same couple positions, Jeff. Is it, do you need one more linebacker? And I think so much of that depends on the health of the guys coming back, right? JOK looks to be okay after that foot injury at the end of last year. Jacob Phillips is doing stuff. He was in drills last week more than I expect him to be. But then you have Taki Taki and Anthony Walker Jr. who aren't yet doing anything except working on the side. So do they get back into it? Do you feel like they're going to be ready to go in training camp? So there's linebacker. And then there's, what do you do with the backup running back, right? We're all assumed Jerome Ford's going to be the guy at the number two spot. You bring in a guy at number three. So to me, that's kind of those are the spots that jump out. You know, if you can get an upgrade anywhere else, sure. But to me, those are the two biggest decisions to make.
Hit him straight, buddy.
Enjoy, man.
Thanks, fellas.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, brownszone.com. Go read all of Scott's work because he covers OTAs. And he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.